With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. A Montana judge has overturned the conviction of a man sentenced to 40 years in prison for his three-month-old son's 2008 death. Prosecutors said the boy Gabriel must have died due to shaken baby syndrome. The Montana Innocence Project took up Robert Dave Wilkes' case in 2012 and found no signs of abuse and medical experts who determined other possible causes of death. Wildland fire officials with the Missoula County Fire Protection Association are joining other jurisdictions in western Montana, elevating fire danger in Missoula County to moderate. The change is effective midnight tomorrow. Weather forecasters predict hot and dry conditions by the end of the week, with temperatures ranging into the 90s throughout the region. Today is the last day for debris burning due to increased fire danger and changing conditions. Officials remind the public to make sure campfires are completely extinguished and stress that fireworks are prohibited on all state and federal forest lands. Flags in Montana have been lowered to half-staff in honor of the five people killed in a shooting at a Maryland newspaper last week. Governor Steve Bullock says the flags will be lowered until sunset today, in line with an order by President Donald Trump for U.S. flags on federal property. Four journalists and a staffer at the Capital Gazette newspaper were killed last Thursday by a gunman with a grudge against the newspaper. Bullock said in his proclamation that a nation cannot be free and a democracy cannot thrive without a free and independent press, and that journalists should never be threatened or killed for doing their jobs. He adds that the nation must work toward a society without mass shootings. Police and protesters are preparing for a crowded rally as President Trump visits Great Falls on Thursday. It's the first time a sitting president has spoken in the state since George W. Bush's visit in 2005. Cascade County Commissioner Jane Weber says she expects a high turnout, but the county feels prepared for the rally.
I just hope that when people do come to this event, that everybody is respectful of everyone's opinion. We're in contentious times in our nation, and I think that everybody has the right to have their voice heard and to be heard.
The Secret Service is coordinating with local authorities to ensure the event is safe for all who attend. Barriers have already been in place outside the Four Seasons Arena to prepare for the event, and the Sheriff's Office is coordinating with authorities in nearby counties to maintain security. Gates open at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday, and President Trump is scheduled to speak at 4 p.m. Weber said the county is expecting long lines early in the day. The Four Seasons Arena can hold 6,600 people, and a protest called Grab Him by the Hypocrisy is expecting over 1,000 participants. Weber said the protest will occur within view of the rally. Laura White, organizer of the protest, said interest in the event has far surpassed her expectations, but she's maintained a simple message.
The point of the protest is supposed to be peaceful, and the idea that love and community trump hate.
Cascade County Commissioner Jane Weber said the event will come at some cost to the county, but she could not yet comment on the scope of this cost. Montana wildlife officials say a male grizzly bear with a history of approaching residents and food has been euthanized south of Condon. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks captured the bear yesterday evening. The bear was estimated to be 3 years old and weighed nearly 300 pounds. After being fitted with a GPS collar in 2017, the bear stayed busy around the Mission Mountains. Incidents included breaking into structures in search of food, pulling a hunter-harvested deer from a shed, and killing several chickens. FWP received numerous reports of the animal approaching residences, entering sheds, and getting into garbage and chicken feed. It had dropped its GPS radio collar, but its identity was confirmed by a microchip upon capture. Officials remind residents to remove or secure food attractants such as garbage and bird feeders and bird seed. Chicken and livestock should be properly secured with electric fencing or inside a closed shed with a door. Montana wildlife officials say a black bear has been killed after it was captured for ripping up a tent in a campground. Fish, Wildlife, and Park Supervisor Mark Delaray tells the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that the decision to kill the bear was made to avoid future conflicts because it had become accustomed to people. FWP spokesman Greg Lemon confirmed the bear was euthanized this morning. Delaray says people driving past a campsite in Highlight Canyon on Saturday saw the bear breaking into the tent. They yelled at the bear, but it showed no fear. FWP officials set a trap, and the bear was captured Sunday. A judge has ordered Bitterroot National Forest officials to allow public comment on whether two wilderness study areas should be reopened to bicycle use. At least a half dozen groups, including the Bitterroot Backcountry Cyclists, have sued for increased access to the Blue Joint and Sapphire Wilderness Study areas. The Blue Joint WSA is south of Darby in the Bitterroot Mountain Range on the Idaho border. The Sapphire WSA is southeast of Hamilton.
That's where we went to get our solitude and escape from society.
That's Bitterroot Backcountry Cyclist President Lance Peischer. His group believes the Forest Service erred in its decision to close about 110 miles of bike trails a couple of years ago. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen agreed. Again, Lance Peischer.
He agreed with us, at least on one point, that the commenting period was inadequate and they needed to give us a better chance to comment on our passion for these trails.
Peischer describes the decision as a mixed bag, saying his group hoped the judge would also rule the analysis that led to the travel ban was flawed.
But we'll take what we can for now, and we'll continue to keep advocating that mountain bikes and wilderness can coexist.
The Forest Service could appeal Judge Christensen's decision. If that happens, Peischer says it could be a couple of years before a potential comment period. Judge Christensen simultaneously rejected snowmobilers' effort to open those protected areas for their use. His order late last week largely upheld the U.S. Forest Service plan to preserve the two Southwest Montana Wilderness Study areas' primitive conditions. Several conservation groups and wilderness advocates defended the Forest Service travel plan for the Bitterroot. Earth Justice attorney Josh Pirtle says the plaintiffs, quote, threw the kitchen sink into the challenge, but it didn't work. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.